Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this wonderful.
It's Sunday evening at Foursquare Christian Assembly Church in Missoula, Montana, and Pastor Keith Mobley is talking to the crowd from the altar. He's standing between two cages. On his left, a wolf. His right, a cougar.
Man, aren't these beautiful animals?
Behind him is a vulture and a great horned owl. They're standing on tall posts, and behind them, it's a church, so there's four stained glass panels. The congregation starts to pray, there's a band playing, and over to the side, a big man starts carrying crates. You can see a Natalie tattoo on his forearm, and he's spilling sawdust everywhere as he stacks the crates by the altar.
We go to churches and teach how these predators correlate to sin and how sin will destroy your life.
That's Dan Overman. He and his business partner, Dave Colburn, run a traveling show of exotic animals.
Can everybody hear me, okay?
They call it Predators of the Heart. They're based out of Anacortes, Washington, and have been making the rounds at schools and churches since 1998. Dave Colburn.
Well, when we started off as a drug assembly, and we'd show the people how the animals stalk and kill their prey.
They use the animals as metaphors for drugs.
Snapping turtle lures fish into his mouth, how kids get lured into things that hurt them.
But after 3 years, they were ready to change the script. They wanted to talk more about Jesus.
I have been a Christian my whole life, and I love Jesus very much, and my whole family is, and this is where I like to be, is in churches.
Jesus metaphors and drug metaphors aside, the snapping turtle is just really cool.
Lure fish into their mouth. Now when the fish come to get the worm...
Overman's holding the snapping turtle by his belly, and Colburn's got a plastic water bottle just a few inches in front of his face. Snapping turtle lunges a few times, gets it, punctures the water bottle, and Colburn sprays the crowd.
I'd rather talk about animals and then let the kids figure it out on their own.
I don't know, it was really cool. I think they should do this a lot more often. Like, usually they don't have this much fun stuff, I guess.
Faith Mobley's been going to this church her whole life, and it makes sense because her dad is the pastor. When he first told her they were bringing Predators of the Heart, she was like,
what's all the animals for? You're bringing them to church.
But there she was at the front of the stage taking cell phone pictures with her friends, literally squealing for the king cobra.
I love snakes. I just don't like to touch them. They're predators and the devil's predator, or like something like that. The devil's predator. And
if the point of Predators of the Heart was to get people to church, it definitely worked. Pastor Keith Mobley said it was the biggest turnout they had had in 25 years. But he thinks that there's a point beyond the exotic factor.
God is real. He's a creator. He created these animals. These animals are amazing. And that God is amazing.
You let the dogs out.
His name is Hoot. He works at Hooters part-time. And he's really cool animal. If I say who, he's right on it, but 10 other people can say that, and he won't even acknowledge them.
Okay, come on. What's your name?
A little girl went up.
Alex,
and
come up here. You stand here. You go tell him who let the dogs out, okay?
Nothing. Hoot only responds to Dave.
You know, all of these guys have been raised from 9 days old, from babies with us. You know, they love being around us, and I go in with them every day and hug them and kiss them. But those animals have stayed in some really fine hotels, and I got pictures of the cougars in the bathroom with their feet up on the sink looking in the mirror.
But dragon cages around the Northwest isn't just photo ops and meeting girls who love snakes. It is a full-time job.
It's so much work to travel on the road. It's so much work. You know, how long can you do it, really?
Colburn plans on sticking it out for at least another 5 years. But after that, he's got 10 acres on Fidalgo Island near the Canadian border. He's ready to settle down. Just him, his wife, and his cougars. In Missoula, Montana, I'm Ruth Eddie.